I want to translate into English, even though my English is not so good. I want to translate into English one of the most well-known sentences in the Maseilas Yesharim in a new way. And then perhaps we'll understand something later on in the Sefer, which is also very well known. We'll understand something also in a way which makes it workable, that we can work with that Sefer. He says the first sentence in the Maseilas Yesharim itself says Yesod HaChassidus Shoreh Avodat Tmimah. That's how far you get always. Yes. So we say Avodat Tmimah who she's Bar Mitzames Lo Etzlo Adam Achivosu Beilomoi.
I want the second half of this sentence.
How do you translate that? So I didn't look it up, and over here that's without translation. I thought you have over here Maseilas Yesharim with translation. So I didn't look it up how it's translated, but most probably it's translated Ulamatzol Shiosim Mabotoi Megamosoi. You have to become clear what is your overall goal, or something like this. Mabotu Magamose, where do you have to reach in your life, or something like this. So I think that's a wrong translation. I think the translation has to be what is your passion in your life? That's a translation. That means, what are you passionate about? So that makes it workable in an entirely different way. It's not that I have to put something outside of me where I have to reach. There's a certain passion I have, which this passion is guiding me throughout my life. So the Maseilas Yesharim is revealing to us that the Torah or Chazal obligates us that we have to be passionate about Lisaneg al Hashem. So this is now not interesting for me. I don't want that. I want only this first sentence, because I want to break it down for us. I don't hold yet there that I have something which is overall encompassing. That's not the issue. But the issue is, I have to have a passion which is something which reaches over different stages and different circumstances in my life. So I don't hope I call Hashem Omer Kol Mechayov, but I have to be passionate about something in Kedusha. So this is the first step of Avodas Hashem. So that's tricky. You are a little bit more mature, so by you that begins. That is a thing which needs a lot of work, because by a young bocher, his passion is important. He imports the passion. That's something which you think, I want to be like someone. I'm passionate about to be like some person. That means you import that thing from outside. And then that's not really a passion. You can't be passionate about something which is outside of you. That has to come from within yourself. And when you look as a young bocher from within yourself throughout your life and you think, what am I passionate about? Then it always you come to the conclusion, better not look at that. Better let's import something from outside. But then it doesn't work. That really doesn't work. But when you grow older, then you see in the very beginning phase, I myself had to work a lot. I hope this is a spiel, yeah, but I had to try to think a lot, let's say, in my life, that I see that I have certain things which I'm passionate about within tefillah, within learning, specific things. But I am passionate about tefillah, for example. Don't be afraid, that comes with the age by itself, you know, because we'll grow gray hairs and then you have grandchildren, and then your tefillah is a different thing for you, so you can grow passionate about that. Don't I don't now demand from you anything. I want you to illustrate how that works. So by me, for example, tefillah is a thing I'm passionate about. That means I'm looking forward to davening. Even for you it looks like awkward, but I look forward for that, you know. That's a thing which is interesting for me. I like that. And I have a certain clarity. What am I passionate about? What do I look for? What is that? Is it speaking to the Bor Olam? Is it a tzibur in emuna? Is it something I'm passionate about doing that? It's a passion. And it goes day by day, three times a day. When you are passionate about learning, it's also a big question. What are you passionate about your learning? Is it the clarity? Is it depth? Is it the dealing with unexpected aspects of information? By me personally, the passionate about learning is that taking risks. Yeah? Take a risk in learning. I try to think about the thing which you don't dare to think about. Yeah? And then, let's go. Yeah? So that is my passion about learning. Hopefully it's not yours, because that's a silly thing, you know. Because once in a while you end up with nothing. So, but that's my thing. But you have to be passionate about something. And this passion is going over in different situations. Bechol asheru omel korim echayof. It means the passion is not only that you are passionate about something very specific, and it has to be the right circumstances. That's the difference between a passion and wanting to do something. Being passionate about is spilling over into different circumstances. That's not constrained only to that specific way you do it. I'm passionate about tefillah. So even when I'm tired, I'm still passionate about that. Even when I have now an endeavor where I have to be matzliach in and it makes me tohut, I'm still passionate about tefillah. We'll speak about that. So that is what we have to work on. So this is not an easy endeavor, but I think it is a new way of looking at that beginning, because otherwise the beginning is a very abstract beginning. And then you say you have to have a goal or something like this. You have to have a goal in your life. And it's a very difficult thing to say, because a goal which you intrinsically can't reach, that doesn't make so much sense. Yeah? And the goal which you can reach, then it's not for all of your life, because perhaps you reach it. And then you say, no, it has to be, you have to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, like, that you know you live 92 years and a half, and the goal will be for 92 years and 7 months. So you're just short 1 month for your goal for your life, and then you work the whole life. Macht nicht keinen Sinn. Makes no sense. No, it's not the goal that you have to reach. That can't be. It has to be something which makes you work the whole life. So I think when you translate that, it's a passion. I do not know how you use the word these days in America, because you can't be passionate about sushi. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, it's not what I think. Yeah, that's not the thing. You know, you have to be passionate about something in ruchnius, which I don't. I hope the word you understand what the way I use the word. Not so clear whether the tzibur uses the word in that way. I don't know. It's a good word. I think it's the right word. So, I think that's the translation. And now, we can understand that the Mesilas Yesharim gives us a hadroche when he says, L'maze do'im le'gana mevucho, u'agana notu'a le'tschoikets le'yudu etzla'asori. That means, in America you say that a maze. When you are British, you say a labyrinth. Yeah? A maze. You are in a maze. Caught in a maze. But you don't know the way. Mm. And every single time you reach a crossroad, when you say, what to say like this, then you really don't know where to go. This is something which is not clear. It's not clear, and you have to decide at every single crossroad. So how do you learn that? Normally, again, you have to reach the center. So the center has to be what he said in the beginning. Lisanek al Hashem, that's right. That is the center. That is where you have to reach. That is what has to come out. And you see, over here, when you learn it like this, then you understand that you could reach there. Because it says there are people which reached there. Yeah? So when it would be a goal, that was where Marimot, that there are people which reached, what do they further? No, they were able, that the passion of
Beisanek al Hashem is fulfilled in their lives to a full extent. They reach the center. Yeah? So we also want to reach a center. But we could now make a small maze. There is most probably a maze going on for all of your life. The way Mesillas Shlomo says in the beginning. Bechol asher u'omel kol yemei chayov. But I want to make a small one. Like a little one. For my tefillah. I want to reach to a point where I can live my passion about tefillah to the full extent. Then I reach the center. Then I can live that passion. I can live it. I can live with that. Then I reach the center. I reach where I have to go. So that's not the goal. In the maze itself, the Mesillas Shlomo teaches us that the maze, the center of the maze, is not the goal. Because when you once tried to go through with your pencil a maze, or when you were really caught somewhere, there are places you can do that. I know if, I never was in one, but you can do it in France. In America they have that too, that you go walk into it, you don't know where to walk. Yeah. So, but when you do it with a pencil on the back of the newspaper, so then when you are just one wall is separating between you and the center, then you are really far away. That's the way a maze is built. That's right? So it doesn't mean a goal. Because when it would mean a goal, when you are one mechitza away, then you are close. No, then you are far. And adarabe, that's the way a good maze is built. It drives you crazy what you see the center. It makes you take the wrong way. That's right? That's the way a maze is built. It makes you take the wrong way. Because you want to go straight. And you want to go close, and then you don't reach. You have to go away, and the other way around. You know, that's the way a good maze is built. So, adarabe, when you would have a goal, and you want to pursue that goal, then that drives you crazy. So it's not a goal, it's a passion. Yeah? But the way to reach your passion is with a maze. So now it's a chiddush. Because normally you learn that the maze is a thing which makes you not reach the center. Yeah? That's what the maze thinks. It would be better, it would be a straight way. But now someone had a kick out of that, that instead of giving you a straight way, he made it very complicated. That's a way how not to reach the center. But according to my opinion, the maze is the way to reach. You have no other choice. And it's not because the Bnei Olam has some kick out of it, that you have a huge maze, which only after 100 years you reach. And then he has the enjoyment that you just in the middle get lost once in a while, and then you come back. And that's the enjoyment of the Bnei Olam. No. That's the way you will reach the center. There's no other way to reach that. There's no other way. That's the way to reach. Why? Because of the crossroads. Because of the crossroads in the maze. What are the crossroads? He says, let's put it only one of them. It's Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseido. What is Hefseido? Schar Mitzvah means, okay, we leave that alone for a moment. Schar Mitzvah is one thing. I will speak about that soon. But Keneged Hefseido for sure means that the mitzvah is difficult for you. Yeah? Let's say Tefillah. Whenever I have something to do in my life, which I am just occupied with that, and my machshove wants to think about this endeavor. Perhaps you had it once in your life. You had such a thing that there is something which takes your machshove, and you are occupied with that, and then it's difficult to daven. So that's the hefseido. It's a hefseido because it takes energy, and it's difficult today. No. Yesterday was a different thing, but today it's difficult because I have this thing I have to think about, and then it disturbs me in davening. Yeah? It disturbs me in davening. So that's the hefset. So, you see, the hefset mitzvah is a very personal thing. There are no books written about that. There are no books. You once thought that you can make your avodas Hashem only out of books? You thought once?
for sure. Everyone thinks that. But it can't be. Because the Hefset Mitzvah is not mentioned in any book in the world. That's your personal thing. And even more so when you take the other Cheshbon, which I don't want to go into that, because that's not my Indian now, but when you say the Schar Aveira, when you have a book which describes Schar Aveira, you will please let me know what the title is. I will read it with a big enjoyment. What are the tastes of Aveira, you know? And describing that, Schar Aveira. Schar Aveira is, what is the Revach of the Aveira? Eating shrimps or whatever it is, you know? Aveira. Do you have a book like this? I will read it on the Sherutim, but I will enjoy it. Yeah? There is no book written about that. So when you want to base your, you want to base your Avodas Hashem only on books, you at least lacking half of the information. At least. Because the Hefset Mitzvah is not mentioned anywhere, and the Schar Aveira is not mentioned anywhere. Anywhere. That's your personal thing. Not mentioned in any book in the world. But how do you learn normally? You learn normally that in a very awkward way. You say, you have to make the cheshbon of Schar Mitzvah! And when Chas V'Sholom, Chas Mila Haskir, that once you would have a Havamina from a Hirhur, which Lo Yoleinu, that the Mitzvah Chas V'Sholom Nish Tzuzogim, could be that there is a Hefset in the Mitzvah, and you say then think about the Schar Mitzvah. No, they both are mentioned in the same voice. It says, Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseido. It has the same volume, both sides. It's not the Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseido. The Schar Aveira Keneged Hefseido. No, that's not it. That doesn't go like this. No. It's not, no, both have the same volume. They are both same important, otherwise it's not keneged. Yeah? It's not keneged. Keneged means that both are the same import, of the same importance. So the importance of the Schar Mitzvah is the same importance as of the Hefset. So the Hefset is where you are having difficulty with the Mitzvah. Davening is difficult. But this difficulty is changing day by day. When you are Torah Machshove, once in a while you are too full. Once in a while you are too tired. Once in a while you are... All different kinds of difficulties you have to overcome for your tefillah. So what is the Hefset, the Schar Mitzvah? So that's now another chiddush I thought. That according to what we speak, the Schar Mitzvah then is not only the far away Olam Habo you have after 120. No. The Schar Mitzvah is the fulfilling of your passion. That's Schar Mitzvah. It's like what Chazal say in a similar way, the Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's a fulfilling of your passion. From one side you fulfill your passion, from the other side you have something which distracts you from doing that. And now you understand. Now you understand that that's the way which makes you closer to the center. Because when you are going through your life, and you are davening, it's only it could be learning too, it could be anything. And you see that you have a passion for davening. And then, every single day, you are meeting another crossroad. Which still, you have something which wants to distract you from actualizing your passion. And then, you are making a work. That's the work. You put ze keneged ze. That's not easy. Then that's a work. That you have to say, but against that, it's not, you understand, it's not that when I have something which distracts me, I make like this. Normally you do like that. If that distracts me, that, oh, that distracts me. No, let's not think about my feeling. Let's not think about myself. The main point, I have to do it. Novishchaim says like this, the main point is doing the thing, and now when something wants to distract me, let's close the ears, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the everything, you are just closing through, going in a streamlined thing, the way you go on a motorcycle or something like this, you go streamlined through that nisoyon, and you go through and you're happy you went through. And then your passion doesn't grow. No, that passion doesn't grow, because you didn't think about your passion. You thought about doing the thing right and not being distracted by something else. But you have to put hefset mitzvah keneged shovo. You have to put one keneged at the other. That's not by night you think, when before you go to sleep you say, I will make the cheshbon one keneged the other. No. It is peshas meiser. You are making that cheshbon and you put this distraction in contrast to the passion you have about tefillah. And then you make the passion grow. You make the passion stronger. And then you, with the time you reach the center, with the time you reach a stage that this passion is growing in a way where you can say, I reached a place where I feel that I can actualize this passion about tefillah in all different circumstances. Also when I'm tohud, and also when I'm tired, and also when I am full, and also when I am in a matzav of merida, or whatever the circumstances are, you are able to develop this passion you have for tefillah, or for learning, or for anything shebekdusha, and you will reach the center. You will reach in a certain way a center. The center is then Lisanik al Hashem, which says the overall encompassing passion you have for all the endeavors of your life. Bechol Asheru Omel Kol Yamei Chayot, which that's a passion you have for all the different circumstances you are in. So that's perhaps a little bit too big for us now, that we are not yet holding there, that we can establish such a thing in our stage of life. That means perhaps more, that needs more of a personality, of the development of a personality, that you see, you have things which are going everywhere, and all over the place. And that's called Lisanik al Hashem, which is not so clear what that means. Yeah, I don't want to go into that. But that's Mishnah Shoshon. Okay. But when we take it in that way, that it means you have to be passionate about one thing, then you see, aha, I'm able to make that grow. And then, the maze is the way to reach. The maze is not the way which keeps you off. Because Chas v'Shalom, when there would be a straight way going there, you wouldn't reach anywhere. Yeah? Would it be impossible? Because you don't grow anything. You don't grow. You are not making the thing grow. You just go in, and then you go out the same way. Yeah? It won't be grown. You have to grow. With every single crossroad, you grow more and more in the fulfilling of your passion. So that is the work. That's the work of the Mesillas Shorim. That's a Chiddush, to learn the Mesillas Shorim like this. I only translated it in a little bit a different way. Huh? I didn't do much. I only translated that as slightly different. And then you see, aha, that is really a thing which makes me grow, that I go through my life in all the different circumstances. We have a problem with that. We do have a problem, that a lot of people, they are not aware at all that they are passionate. That's the thing which I thought about our tzibur, that's a whole sugya. Our tzibur, they get mixed up between two things, which are a stira. I began to think about that, yeah? Which are a stira. Passion and excitement. I think excitement is the 180 degrees contrary of a passion. Yeah? That you are excited about something, that's an important thing. We import excitement over here for sure, you know. America is a mumche in importing excitement. They can import excitements. The Abishas are obhieten, yeah? Yeah? That's unbelievable the way they can import. But that doesn't leave any space to reveal that inner delicate feeling that you are passionate about something. You are passionate about something. Something is really, that is on my mind. That is something which emerges from within me. And it's something which guides me from within. Excitement is something which triggers me from outside. Yeah? You can be excited. In a certain way, screaming, society. You see it, excuse me to tell you, I'm Swiss, so in Swiss there are no elections, kimat, you know, but I'm nearly up the year of the elections. One of the main points of the elections is that people are screaming. Are you crazy? that you vote for someone which they screamed the loudest, that's why he can guide the world? That is not normal. And then you... And then that guy is worth something. He can make me excited, you know. I'm excited. I don't have to be excited. I have to have a passion. I have to have something which takes me from inside. And excitement is overriding that feeling. That's a very delicate thing over here. Yeah? It's a sad matzav. It's a sad matzav. We have to reveal that back. That we have something from inside which pushes us. That's a passion. There's something inside we are passionate about. And those can be things which are even sophisticated. They are even more complicated when you are growing older. Yeah? More complicated or more deeper, let's say. Not complicated, but deeper. There can be deeper things which you are passionate about. Myself, in learning, I revealed several things that I am passionate about learning, and I made mistakes on the way. I thought I'm passionate about something, and then I saw, no, that you are not, you know. No, halavai. Once I thought I'm passionate about truth. I thought about this. Excuse me to make that silly statement, but I thought I'm passionate about truth. I want to know the truth of Chazal. Omen, ken yirotz. But that's what I thought. And then I looked further, and then I saw, no, that's not my passion. My passion is a different one. And I looked further, what am I passionate about learning? But when I found that, this passion was able to grow through my daily endeavor with learning Torah. I was able to grow, and I was more connected to Torah. I'm more connected to Torah because my passion of learning grew. Tefillah, the same thing. Beinu l'chaveru, the same thing. So you can't take all of the endeavors, you know, also learning, also tefillah. Take one. Think about one thing which you feel close to it, but think about what is your passion there? What is the thing within yourself which makes you do that? And then you walk through your day and you see in that very endeavor, step by step, you have things which makes that wants to distract you. And then don't close your eyes and go through. Don't do that. Only open your eyes and put ze keneged ze. Be courageous. And you put ze keneged ze. And then that makes the passion grow. And you will grow in that passion till you feel, I am there that I can really learn or daven or do in a way which I am fully identified with it. Then you reach the center. And that's the Mesilas Yeshorim. So that's what I want to tell you. It's a new way of looking at the Mesilas Yeshorim, but I think it makes very much sense. Yeah? And that is, I think, a guidance for us how we can really try to reach somehow a center in our Avodas Hashem, which that is what we want. We are involved in Avodah, in learning, in Dvorim Shebekdusha, but we want to reach somewhere. So the reaching somewhere is that fulfilling of this passion which is there with you, and it grows through the maze, and that's the way to reach. Okay? That's what I want to tell you as a thing which I think it's very important once to think like this. I hope that this could make sense, and it's a new thing for me too. But I think it makes very much sense that could be that this is a way of working with a Mesilas Yeshorim. That's what I want to tell you. Atkan.